We have teachable moments this morning about e-commerce, economic growth when it's cold, and Social Security, as well as weed killer. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. That juggernaut of online retail, Amazon, reveals its quarterly results this afternoon. Analysts expect growing sales, larger profits, another step toward intergalactic domination. But in the U.S., a key part of Amazon's growth strategy may be slowing down. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Online shoppers in the U.S. are more likely to go directly to Amazon's website for a product than to search the rest of the internet, says analyst Anthony Chukumba at Loop Capital. And so's he.
I don't bother going to Google anymore. I don't even bother. I just go straight to Amazon.
One reason, he says, is Amazon Prime and the free shipping you get by subscribing.
Once you pluck down that $119, you don't have a lot of incentive to buy online products from anywhere else.
So Amazon's added a lot of perks, like its video streaming and music services, and it's worked, gaining 100 million U.S. subscribers. But Josh Lowitz at Consumer Intelligence Research Partners says the number of Prime members grew more slowly over the past year.
So 11%. The prior year was 16%.
The year before that, it was 38%.
They've reached the point where there's not much room for more growth.
With the U.S. market almost tapped out, Amazon is increasingly turning its attention to offering Prime overseas. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
There's more to life than gross domestic product, happiness, well-being, social cohesion. That said, GDP is out tomorrow, a first pass at January to March economic growth. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Hello.
Good morning.
So how's that GDP going to look, you think?
Well, you know, there's been a real flip-flop in how we're viewing GDP in the first quarter. We originally thought it'd be a very weak quarter, and now it looks like it could easily sail past the 2% threshold, maybe above 2.5%. That's the good news. That's the good news, though, for the wrong reasons. What we did in the first quarter is we saw a lot more inventory build up than we thought we had. We had a lot of inventories later in the year, and we didn't drain them in the first quarter because we had some weak consumer spending and weak investment. So that overhang of inventories will now away on the second quarter.
What about the tradition that the country seems to have established now, where the first quarter, the winter quarter, tends to be weak when it comes to this measure of economic growth?
Well, certainly it's something that the statisticians at the government have been trying to correct, and we will find out for sure whether they correct it in the first quarter. Where it shows up the most is in consumer spending, and I think one of the weakest things we will see in the GDP report is the slowdown in consumer spending in the first quarter. Some of that may be what we call that residual seasonality, but a lot of it is that consumers weren't exactly spending like crazy during the polar vortex.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
3M has announced a global restructuring after disappointing quarterly profits this morning. It also reduced its guidance for the year, and its stock is plummeting, down more than 10% at the moment. The word restructuring doesn't fully capture the pain here. The company plans to cut 2,000 jobs around the world. 3M makes everything, for Scotch tape and other things that stick, but abrasives, Ace bandages. It might be easier to list what 3M does not make. With a lot more people signing up over the last quarter, the colossal German bank merger has collapsed. Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank found it was going to be too complicated and too expensive. This week, the trustees of the Social Security system said the trust fund will go insolvent in 16 years instead of 15 years, an incremental improvement. But the fact remains the system needs work, and Congress is typically loath to raise taxes to bolster it. But Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell must have had a good night's sleep or a fine breakfast, because he told me he's feeling optimistic about this. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Optimism from what quarter?
Well, one, we have a presidential election coming up, and I think Social Security is going to play a role. But more importantly, we have these billionaires, these high-level CEOs. All of a sudden, they're worried about income inequality. Financial Times, last week, they ran this long article, Why American CEOs are worried about capitalism. The great niece of Walt Disney. She criticized the $65 million pay package above Iger. He's the head of Disney. And she held it out as an example. Hey, too much in company profits are going to one person and not being shared enough with the workers.
All right. So the tycoons are concerned about economic inequality, but the connection to Social Security?
Okay. So now we have to go back in history to the last time that Social Security was reformed. That's 1983 with the Greenspan Commission. And what the commission established is that Social Security payroll taxes, which we all pay, applied only to earnings up to a certain ceiling. So the cap was set so that 90% of all earnings from jobs covered by the program were below the ceiling.
Right. So all the money everybody's making in the covered jobs, 90% would be subject to Social Security tax, right?
Right. So since 1983, we've had a big rise in income inequality. So today, it's in the low 80%, you know, 82, 83% under the cap.
So what would happen if you readjusted the cap so that it went back to covering 90% of all the earnings?
So at least it would be an improvement from where we are today. If you go back to 90%, the estimate is that the date of reckoning with the trust fund is extended by another decade. So we're well into the 2040s.
All right. Well, those are my retirement years. So, okay, interesting. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And Bayer of Germany, as in Bayer aspirin, is having a strong day on the market. The company's stock is up about 3% after quarterly results today beat expectations. But its big shareholder meeting is tomorrow, and Bayer brass may get an earful from shareholders unhappy about the potential cost of lawsuits against Monsanto, which it bought last year for more than $60 billion. The lawsuits are about the health effects of Monsanto's Roundup, the weed killer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.